Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric and our friends at MTE this Thanksgiving, are grateful for you, its valued members. May your holiday be filled with warmth, happiness, the glow of togetherness, and yes, of course, a lot of great food. Happy Thanksgiving from Middle Tennessee Electric. Happy Thanksgiving to our friends at the CAC, the Child Advocacy Center, as well. They happen to be joining us in studio. You know, the cogs that really make the CAC roll, you know, down the road. Krista Colwell and Presley Hosford joining us today. There are a few others, I guess, right?
Yeah, just a handful.
Pretty tight-knit group of folks there, though, right? I guess you found out since you've been there. Are you the newest?
I am not the newest. We just hired our 13th staff member, I believe, a couple of months ago, and she's out in Cannon County doing drug endangered children services. So it's incredible how fast that program has grown, because they started with just one person out in Cannon County, and now we have 3 full-time staff members providing services out there, which
That's wild.
So yeah, I'm officially not the newest.
You're
person.
Not a newbie anymore, right? Presley, you remember what that was like?
Oh, I do. Yes. And I'm glad it's over. But it was still good, filled with love.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. You were probably first in line for the turkey, unless there was an intern, right?
Yes, of course. And she did fall victim to the turkey suit, but she did an amazing job.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess we've got a lot to talk about in terms of that and what other things you have on your mind. So turkey tee off, how was that?
It was amazing. Honestly, we had such a beautiful day of weather. Everyone came out. This was our first year completely selling out all of the teams. So we had a full tournament of 36 teams, which was super special. And also, this was the most money that we've ever raised from the tournament. So just a lot of record breaking, a lot of great support, which of course like all goes back to the crisis services that we provided at our center. And it was just really nice to be in community with folks, meet new folks, because we had some newcomers this year, and tell them about the CAC, tell them about our mission. And of course, me and Presley on the golf cart going crazy, and we didn't crash this year. So another plus.
You know, that is interesting that you bring that up. There was a police report out of Smyrna though. Kind of a rogue golf cart somewhere.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about that. Is that what those lights were?
I think
us?
Yeah, we definitely evaded the police. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Somewhere a golf cart speeding on Sam Ridley Parkway. I don't know
anything about that.
So I'm sure the Smyrna golf course was fun and all that good stuff. Everybody enjoyed playing the course.
Yes, no, the team out there is incredible. Thank you to everyone at Smyrna Golf Course. We're so excited to host the tournament there again. I feel like developed such a good relationship, because we do serve all of Rutherford County, but we love getting out of Murfreesboro. And the team there was so helpful and helped us store all of our food, make sure we were stocked up on drinks, made sure everyone had everything that they needed. While Presley and I were arranging and rearranging everything to our liking, they were super helpful helping us get set up.
How much time would you estimate that you had to put in for that event? I mean, because that's kind of your baby with other people, but you're kind of the one in charge of this goes here and this, you know, and the signups and all that.
Yeah,
it's a big undertaking.
This year we started earlier on the committee planning. So the tournament was in November, and we started preparing, getting registration, all that going probably in late July, early August. So I was doing website behind the scenes things probably since July.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
So I guess that was one of those, after it's done, you kind of kick back and take a big deep breath, huh?
Yes. This is kind of my like half deep breath time, because we do have Secret Santa and then our year end mail out that's going out. So a lot of like end of year wrap up kind of things. But this is my favorite time of year because it's the most fun, because I love Secret Santa. I think it's one of my favorite CIC programs that we do. So yeah, it's exciting too, to
I
be
guess
part of that.
You've been busy too, Presley?
Oh yes. Lots of trainings going on, which I'm very grateful for. Especially with it being so busy with holiday season, people are still finding time to welcome me into their center, into their organizations, to learn how we can put our best prevention skills forward to safeguard the well-being of all children. So it's just a thankful season.
Yeah. Well, have Thanksgiving, you
yes,
know, right?
Yes, yeah.
And so I'm assuming you've got dates right up through the end of the year and even on the books for next 2025.
Yes, I do. And so I always appreciate when people schedule early with me for sure. But yeah, right up until Christmas, I'll have some trainings. And then we have Secret Santa coming up, of course, as well, which is also a favorite event of mine, just so we can give back to the community and to the children and families we mm-hmm. serve every single day.
Everybody gets involved with Secret Santa, though, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's a team effort and a community effort.
Sure, absolutely. It takes the community to make that role. So who wants to talk to me about Secret Santa? I guess both of you can. Krista, kind of give me the details about what's going on and how we can help.
Yeah, so Secret Santa is our annual holiday giving program. And so what we do is all of the children and families that we serve at the CAC are eligible to be a part. So we know these clients, our counselors have, and family advocates have worked with these clients and their families, and they know sort of about their needs. And we gather an intake form and ask them for their wish list, things that they need. So it can range from everything from fun toys that they want, but also necessities like socks, clothes, different things that kids grow out of rather quickly that they might need that extra hand with. I think a lot of people underestimate how much of an impact having a child go through child abuse or sexual abuse and having that ongoing investigation can take a toll on families during the holidays. So it really is an honor and a privilege to be able to step in and take some of that burden off, given everything that they're going through. And so Jenny, our family advocate, will match sponsors completely anonymously with a family. So let's say I want to be a sponsor. I can say, hi, I'm interested in sponsoring a family of four. And then we'll give you that wish list. You'll go out and either do the shopping for that or donate the funds to be able to purchase all of those things. And we'll have pickup in December, in the second week of December, with our friends at First Baptist Church, and then families can come and they pick up gifts for the whole family. So we will, even if you're living in the home, sometimes grandparents have to step in and take custody of a child. Those children and those families are also all eligible to receive gifts from our Christmas sponsors.
So you said First Baptist Church, right?
Yes, the one on East Main Street.
Okay, I was just going to say. Is it on East Main or is it on Castle Street? And they're both like right here.
Wait, so it is on Castle Street. I misspoke.
Okay.
You're right, because I know both are close to us, and that was the confusion we had. The one on Castle Street.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, they are both very, very close to each other. So First Baptist on East Castle. And it's good to have partners like that as well. And Presley, over the years, I know that we've talked about this, and there have been community businesses that have gotten involved and have, you know, had their staff, you know, adopt or you know, all kinds of things like that. So there's an opportunity for team building for your staff, too, during this time.
Definitely. There was one year, Nissan, they came together and donated so many toys and bikes for children. So it's not something you have to do alone. If you are at an organization and you and your coworkers want to get together and bring a family a little extra joy this season, you're able to do so. Or even if you find the time or you don't find the time to personally shop for a family, you can still donate to our center with like gift cards to different stores or grocery places as well. So we can give those to family, or we'll do the shopping ourselves, or just donate directly to the center.
So have you planned the shopping day? I can just see the two, knowing you and golf carts.
Our eyes already lighting up at the prospects of shopping. No, we usually do it a little bit closer just to make sure that we have all of those wish lists solidified and for folks who want to go do the shopping and the beautiful wrapping that they always do. Nissan in Murfreesboro is going to partner with us again this year, which is super exciting. And if you're going to be at Christmas on the Square on December 6th, that Friday, we will also have a booth and we'll be collecting toys alongside Nissan. So even if you just want to stop by during the Christmas celebration, bring in a toy, a new unused toy for us child, we'll gladly accept those donations, and then we'll match them. And then a lot of times we have extra toys left over, and then some of the children and families will just get to sort of open shop, which is really magical.
Oh, well, that's cool, yeah. Too. Yeah, yeah. And do they do that at the church when they come?
Yeah,
by?
Yeah. Last year, when like Presley was saying, they brought all the bikes. Nissan brought, I think, 8 or 9 bikes, and then a couple of kids just got to pick out a brand new bike, test it out, and then we got to load them in the cars, and they got a brand new bike for Christmas.
How about that? Yeah. That's got to be cool. You'll have to send me some videos of that. We'll post it on the website.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Pickup. You know, that's got to be an exciting time. We are talking with our friends from the Child Advocacy Center, the CAC, Carista Colwell and Presley Hosford. Secret Santa going on, I guess now. We can start shopping now?
Absolutely. Yes. Start shopping. Especially if there's some Black Friday deals coming up.
Yeah.
You know, you can pass that forward. I'm trying to reel in my personal spending, yeah. So maybe I'll just pass it along to another person who needs it.
Yeah, there are too many. Boy, this is 40% off on Amazon,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
you know?
And it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
Shopping can't be true. Bad if it's for the children.
The shopping that I've done has been for my own personal selfishness, I guess, too. But so how do we get matched up, or is it as easy as saying, you know, I want to buy for a 10-year-old boy or a 7-year-old girl, or is that?
Yeah, so give us a call at the CAC at 615-867-9000, and someone will answer the phone and give you a call right back to match you with the family. Or if you don't get to us, oftentimes there's a family in the center and sometimes the phones get missed. Please leave us a voicemail and say, hi, I'm interested in sponsoring a Secret Santa family, and we'll call you back as soon as possible and give you all the information you need.
Yeah.
And we also updated the website. So if you go to the tabs and on the more section, you scroll down to Secret Santa, and the form is on there as well. So you can also fill out that form and you'll see all the information of where to send that to as well.
All right. You made me curious. I've got to go to the website.
There
you go. Got some cool things going on there. So just kind of remind me about the kids who these toys and things of that nature for Christmas, they're going to those who have had to utilize the services of the CAC. So obviously there's been some tough times, so it definitely can help.
Yes, and so any family who has been in our care is eligible for the Secret Santa program. And again, these are children who are victims of child physical abuse or sexual abuse. And it's just so much on the family and them healing from this trauma, trying to move on, not only survive from this, but then continue to thrive, mm-hmm. especially during the holiday seasons. We just ask for a little extra support for these families.
Presley, before our time gets away, in the next few minutes, I would like for us to kind of focus on, you know, holidays, kids out of school. This is often a time where things maybe go underreported, but it is also a time when kids are home more, families around, maybe yes. distant family, things like that. So
yes.
kind of talk to that a bit.
For sure. Well, a devastating fact actually is 60% of child sexual abuse is inflicted by immediate family members. And so just something to be aware of when we're in this time of family gathering, to set boundaries and have open conversations with children and other family members about bodies and boundaries as well. Because it takes having these conversations inside the home with families and children to really be that first line of defense as well. I like to tell parents, if we can't teach our children consent with inside the home, how do we expect them to understand consent outside of the home in different places as well? So just something to be aware of. It can be hard to stand up and speak out if you see an adult crossing a child's boundaries, but sexual abuse thrives in the dark. It thrives in silence. And so the best thing you can do is when you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm. This is the time of the year where you've got, 40 people coming over, yeah. and, 30 of them are trying to stay over, and, you've got, sleeping bags all around, that kind of thing,
know,
and just people trying to cram in and enjoy the holiday, but, just also something to keep in the back of your mind.
Yes, of course. And also that just a reminder that it's okay for a child to say no to an adult when it comes to their body. So if we have grandma, grandpa coming over and they want to give little Susie a big kiss and she doesn't seem too comfortable, well, she doesn't need to do that. Or if someone wants that child to sit on their lap and they're saying, no, I don't really feel like it, well, that's okay. They don't have to. Let's redirect our actions. Maybe a fist bump or a high five would make that child more comfortable.
Yeah. Just some things to keep in mind during the holiday season. Any final thoughts here before our time goes away? We catch everything?
Yeah. I think we're just so thankful for the community support that we get and continue to receive. I mean, especially around the holidays, I know it's a tough time for a lot of folks and a lot of families. And to really connect with other folks and help people out when they might need it most is just really special to be a part of that and a part of that team.
Absolutely. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you both and to all of our friends at the Child Advocacy Center.
Yes, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll talk to you soon. Carista Colwell and Presley Haas for joining us on Rutherford Issues today. That will do it for our program, and we invite you to stay tuned. More conversation ahead. We check news at the top of the hour and back here tomorrow for a Tuesday edition of Rutherford Issues. Have a great day, everybody.